Amen. So, if you are being expected, you can sleep. You want to sleep, sleep. Uh-huh. Because what I'm saying is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It is only for those who want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. My home is beyond the sky.
My home is beyond the sky. I am a stranger.
Prosperity. If I have the money, I will live in the best of comforts that money can afford. But I will not kill myself or bend the scripture or compromise my faith. It will lower the bar of the gospel so that I can acquire anyone. Gone beyond that, God has let me know too much to go that way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We are following a rocket faith. And this is the time for that rocketness. All manner of attentions and attractions of worldly things. Seeking our attention to make it look as if you are not serving God if you don't have some of those things. It's a lie, oh! This is the evidence that you are not serving God. Let me tell you the evidence. That you are not serving God is that your life is not changing. Your character is not reflecting Christ. Every day we are supposed to grow from glory, to perfection. The evidence that you are serving Christ is that He will give you His Spirit. The evidence that you are serving God is not a new car He will give you. Oh, praise God. Take your attention from there. Serve God. God will give you what you need. He will give you what you need, and it will not be by compromise. He will give you. Praise the Lord. He will give you. Minister, you don't have to charge somebody and prophesy his property to you. The Lord said you should sow that kind in my life. And you will see the breakthrough you have. Nalayo! And we are here, and we are seeing evidence. The two vines, they are everywhere. People who prophesy lie. Bring, the day is hungry, want to do anything. Bring money, I will give it to widows. Nalayo! I bring a prophetic action, we shall place it, put three envelopes, put 30,000 there. I will place it at the altar. Nalayo! We will buy a special oil. I know where they sell it. Nalayo! Nalai! Amen. Now hungry, the man can do that one. Now hunger. Don't let hunger make you compromise your faith. Like Esau. You will regret it for life. You regret it. Praise the Lord. I didn't dupe anybody before I'm writing the cards I'm writing. Zayola, you want to show me the motor where they just dash you? Now prophecy, you just sit down, person can't give you. Eh? No, it's true now. You get that kind of money for your account to buy that motor. Amen. That is why you can confidently show me I have a duty to preach and you have a responsibility to take heed or continually live a rough life. Christianity is very sweet. If you follow it, it gives you peace. It gives you peace. The people who are afraid to die, they are those who are not sure whether if they die, they will go to heaven or not. Hey. So we live our life every day checking ourselves. Checking ourselves. And so we have to know who that Jesus Christ is. As our Redeemer. He redeemed Adam. Now he's going to collect the title deeds of redemption. And those seals there, I explained last time, they are the activities that take place after he paid the bride price. After he paid the bride price, the process he still undergoes. The fight that Satan will fight him. It's not enough that he paid the price. Before you go and collect that book and come here and take over, this is what we go through. Revealed through those seven seals. The first seal, this is what happens. After he paid the price. That person, white horse rider, was how the Antichrist began to fight. The process of him collecting all that belonged to Adam. His children through the seven church ages. Each age he will fight. Each age he will fight. Symbolized by those horse riders. And how finally that book is given to him. Hallelujah. The rapture takes place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even after the rapture takes place, he's still going back to the Jews. He collects them from chapter 7 of Revelation, chapter 7. The process of how he goes to the Jews. And then, we will be taking this study chapter by chapter. Then later on, we shall put the picture together. Because in the agenda of fulfillment, chapter 11 is fulfilled before chapter 7 is fulfilled. But for the purpose of Bible study, again, chapter 10 is fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Verse 1 of chapter 8, which is the seventh seal, is fulfilled, but linked to chapter 10. The activity of the opening of the seventh seal in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, produces what we see in chapter 10. So, but what we try to do is just understand what every chapter means first. Then, when we are summarizing the picture, you'll be able to catch the picture of how the agenda is. Now, the first four seals, I think I have summarized what each beast does in that age. It's history. Now, by the time we come to seal number five, is the seal of the Holocaust. What happened to the Jews in the hand of Hitler in Europe? That is what we see in seal number five. Then, seal number six is the day of the Lord. Seal number six is Christ coming back with us to take over this earth. The fulfillment of Matthew 25, the judgment of Gentiles, of nations, from verse 31. So you see, these pictures, they are there like that, for us to get the proper picture. But let us understand what each chapter is saying. So that when we are speaking, we are hitting here, we are hitting here, we are hitting here, you already have a picture of what we are talking about. So when we come back next Sunday, God willing, we will look at that sixth seal of the day of the Lord. The the day of the Lord. I have taken a message on it, what the day of the Lord is, so that you will understand what is awaiting those who will not go in the rapture on this earth. Until then, shalom. Can we stand up?